independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Here's the thing. Emotion. It's really powerful. Greed. Right? Fear. Anger. Love. These are emotions. The press uses it to get you to freak out, to overanalyze, to worry, because they want ratings, because it's drama, and because they have 24 hours in a day to fill something. They build stuff out of nothing, making it seem bigger than it really is. And in the end, what do we usually have? Still waiting for us to go to war with North Korea. That's not happened. Still waiting. Anybody? While people think that more and more people are being arrested for being here illegally, that's just not the case. ICE will tell you that. Let's see here. Gays not being thrown from buildings, right? Not every civil right in the world, if any, has been flipped around and taken away. Still waiting for all of these things that were supposed to happen that were, it was over, it was done, right? People crying in the streets, this is it. Words like coup, fascism, dictatorship have all been tossed around in the last 24 hours. And I'll be honest with you, the way that this thing is handled, the fact that they've contradicted themselves, they look like idiots at times. They all need to get on the same damn page. It's embarrassing. It really, really is. But that's on them for bad messaging. That's on them for poor communication. But the media is making something much larger out of something that really isn't the most important thing that's happening out there. But that's what happens. Right? That's what happens. So we sit down and we talk about it. We dissect it. We break it apart. We look at things. We pull it apart. We go, oh my God, did you hear the president on today with Lester Holt talking about stuff, talking about Comey, talking about all of the things? Did you hear? And all the other talking heads in this industry play this stuff over and over again.
I was going to fire Comey. He's a showboat. He's a grandstander. He wanted to stay on as the FBI head. And I said, I'll, you know, consider, we'll see what happens. But we had a very nice dinner. And at that time, he told me, you are not under investigation, which I knew anyway.
Well, there you go. It's all a bunch of crap, guys. It really is. Look, whatever's going to happen, right? The whole thought process and the Democrats, they spin this thing as all politicians do, right? Because this is their sales job to you on why that you need to make sure that during the next campaign season, you choose a D or over an R, an R over a D. Same thing happened with Obama, right? What happened with Obama? It's taken away everything. Your guns are going to be gone. He's a Muslim. Christianity's out of here. It's going to be a free-for-all for all of your rights. It's never happened. It didn't. One side uses it, then the other side uses it, then one side uses it, then the other side. Then sometimes together they both use it all so they can go about their business behind the scenes handling stuff. I don't know what was up with James Comey. You know, new guy in town. New guy wants to put new guy's friends around him. New guy wants to put people around him he trusts. New guy goes out, puts new guys around him that he feels, you know, hey, I'm comfortable with these guys. Was Comey investigating? Maybe yes, maybe no. Have we looked at it over and over again ad nauseum about whether or not Russia has done anything untoward? To the point where they've influenced the election in the United States of America, therefore making half the country idiots? No. I don't think so. Were there some things done that you can raise an eyebrow about? Yeah, absolutely. You can. Do they rise to the level of, hey, did you guys know that this is a criminal case now? I don't know, but I don't think so. But both sides are going to use emotion to evoke a reaction out of you. I can put up a Twitter poll and ask a question, and the anger that some people, when they start firing back and forth at each other. And I'm like, where's the vitriol and hate? Where does that come from? Because your side lost and their side won. They're maybe gloating. You're upset. When the last guy won, you gloated. They were upset. It's what is this about? You get nothing. There's no trophy for you. There's none of this. My government should keep me safe, should protect our rights, should take the tax money that we get of them and make sure that that goes to the places it needs to go, then make sure that they enforce the laws that are out there. And the rest of the things they should do is get the hell out of our way. It's ridiculous. And to hear you people and to see you people on my Facebook and everywhere else yammering and bitching at each other and saying horrible things and threatening the president's life and saying stuff like, what is wrong with you? All this over an FBI director who most of you have no idea who he is, what he's done before this, any of those things. All this over a president that you think is evil. Misguided at times? Yeah. Frustrating at times? Absolutely. Bad human being? No. Person who loves our country? Mm-hmm. Somebody I want to succeed? Yeah. But they use emotion to tug at your heartstrings when they need to. It's a sales job to make you angry when they need to and to terrify you because that is the biggest emotion. The fear that they can use to get you to act, to say, to do something. It's all sales. That's all it is. It's sales. You ask any great salesperson on earth, they'll tell you, all sales is emotion. You find an emotion that you can key in on and you go with it. Greed, it's a big one, right? Happiness. Use that emotion for being super happy, going to buy this car. How many of you have been sold something? Bet a lot of you. They're selling a bunch of crap. All the while, tax reform. Why is this not front and center? Now we're talking about slowing the government down to a screeching halt because a guy that 4.5 months ago, everybody on the left side of the aisle hated, now they hold him up as a martyr. Because they feel that now our president is a dictator and that anytime tomorrow there's going to be jackboots in the street and every capital in this country is going to be commandeered by the military and we're all going to be told what to do. A bunch of crap. It is. Don't let fear. Don't let greed, anger, emotion that they twist upon us actually get to you because it's this stuff means nothing. Your kids, your work, your friends, your future, your mother, your father, your family. That stuff means things. But our lives would be a hell of a lot easier if the people we send to places like DC focus on the things that they should be. Keeping our country safe, protecting our rights, enforcing the laws that are on the books, taking the money that we give them, putting it to the right use, giving people a hand up, not a handout, fixing the tax system so we in this country can compete on a level playing field and not want to hide money everywhere, get rid of a lot of these stifling regulations, and try to fix a broken healthcare system that they broke the hell out of. But instead, they use this little rope-a-dope here to get everybody angry and pissed to talk about something that nobody really should care about. Oh, Chad, it's important. The Russians, what? Tell me about the Russians. What have they done? What have they done? They exposed some silliness about the DNC and Bernie Sanders, like we needed to find out that they didn't want Bernie to run, that she was it, that it was all a charade. Oh my God, is that the master plan? That they fed her the answers again, master plan. That's it. Don't buy it. Don't buy what they're selling. Use your own head. Use your own thought process. And if you want to get deeper into the weeds, you know what you do? You do your own research. Because the rest of the crap they're selling is exactly that crap. Coup. Oh, my God. Dictatorship. He's a dictator. Oh. Disastrous. Destroying our liberty and our freedoms. Stomping on the Constitution. Slow your roll. Slow your roll. All right? Come back here. Stop your myopic view that you guys have there and look around the rest of the country. You guys go and do whatever it is that you need to do. The rest of us are going to get on with our job. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-CHAD at ChadBensonShow.com. You text the program. By the way, it is Third Person Thursday, meaning we talk about ourselves in the third person. Chad Benson is here, and he's loving the show today. Is there a Phil in the house?
Phil is here.
Anthony, is there an Anthony in the house?
No.
Anthony says no. Chad says yes. Speaking of saying yes, you're home. You love it. It's great. It's amazing. But you can't always be there. Simply Safe can be there 24/7, no matter what happens. It's not just about people trying to get in. Sometimes something inside the house may cause something to happen that may be devastating to your home, like a fire. Case in point, woman in Racine, Wisconsin. She's on vacation. Her home catches fire. Neighbors don't notice. She loses a lot of memories and about $40,000 in damage. Another woman on vacation has Simply Safe. And Simply Safe does its job. Within moments, guess what? Simply Safe has the alarm going off. They realize something's happening in the home. They alert the first responders, the fire department. Boom! Out they come. They got there in time. They saved the home. They saved memories. Yeah. They saved her money. Simply Safe's round-the-clock professional security monitoring is just $14.99 a month. Get 24/7 connection to dispatch and lightning-fast response times in emergencies with Simply Safe Home Security. Order today. You're going to get my special 10% discount. Go now to simplysafe.com/Benson. That's simplysafe.com/Benson for 10% off your home security system. Simplysafe.com/Benson. Chad Benson will be right back.
Fresh farm to table. This is the Chad Benson Show.
What's up, party people? Today is National Eat Anything You Want Day. So you can eat anything you want, apparently. I just said, or it's Thursday. It's just a day, right? National Eat Anything You Want. Today I've had a cheese quesadilla and a cookie. But I worked out. So basically, I'm at a push right now for my calories. I think it burned off all my calories. I probably should get a good dinner tonight. That should probably be my thing. So it's National Eat Anything You Want Day, so make sure you go out there and eat anything you want. As we do each and every day, we try to break up the craziness that is the political world and some of the issues we deal with by taking you on the fun world of your urban word of the day.
It's time for the urban word of the day, fam.
What? Right now?
Time to get a little more hip on the streets.
I can't understand a word you're saying.
Urban word of the day.
This one is perfect. This one, I believe, is perfect for all that is taking place in D.C. Put on blast. You've been put on blast. To be called out for something, to have some information about you put in the open in an embarrassing manner. I quite frankly think the other day our good friend, Mr. Jim Comey, was put on blast as far as his dismissal went. The FBI director, That there is your urban verd of the day.
Thank you for saying that in dated urban slang so that I'll understand you.
That there was the urban word of the day. We damn stretched your cranium.
No one in America is above the law, and that includes Donald Trump.
No one in America is above the law. Is that wrong? Chad, you're a jerk. Unka dunka. She does it to herself. Let's be real. No one is above the law. You know who else thought that? Steven Seagal. Thought he was above the law. It's not above mine. I am above the law. Did you see that Steven Seagal has been banned from the Ukraine because he is a friend? He's got one of those awards because he's a pal of Putin because he goes over and films a bunch of movies over there. So, and the Pooter and him are pals. I think they're ninja buddies together. So now they have banned Steven Seagal from going to the Ukraine because they think he may be a spy. That is so awesome. I just love Warren. Did you know that he thinks he's above the law? Not even the president is above the law. There's that fear, right? Invoke anger. He's above the law. It's what it is. That's what they do to you, kids. That's what they do to you. All a bunch of crap. Don't let it faze you at all. You can text the program 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Call us on the old telephone line if you'd like to speak at us. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Climate change. Speaking of fear, it's a perfect example of that. And the emotion that people evoke. We're going to talk about the business of climate change. Because it is a business. No matter what anybody tells you, there is a business involved in it. And then some big dollars there. Chad Benson, oh!
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
It's funny how we can take a situation, right, an incident, and we can make it seem massive, like there's an epidemic going on, right? Before 9/11, it was the summer of the shark. I remember there were shark attacks everywhere. Actually, when you look back, it was no different than any other time. There just seemed to be, you know, some more reporting going on, right? We take incidents, we blow them up, huge, massive. Case in point, Dr. Dow, that woman we talked about yesterday who was apparently forced to pee in a cup because they wouldn't allow her to get out of her seat while they were 30 minutes in the flight because they expected turbulence. The incident that took place with the fight the other day, the baby incident where she got hit, the baby got hit in the head or the woman got hit in the head with the stroller. I mean, all of these things, they're blowing up everywhere, right? Like there's an epidemic of flight rage. Satisfaction numbers have come out by J.D. Power. People have never been as satisfied as ever in the history. People are satisfied. To show you, though, how big it is when you blow something up and how you can make it huge. Those are like four or five incidents that took place. About 640 million people a year fly. About 1.73 million people a day fly domestically. That's just domestically. Oh, so really, if you think about it, it's not that big. I've flown God knows how many times, close to mid hundreds, maybe closer to 1,000. Never had any issues. I don't know how many times I've flown for. I mean, I have flown. There were years when I was flying every other weekend to Europe back and forth doing stuff when I was doing voiceovers and I was flying so much. I've flown hundreds of times. I've had a few small incidents, but nothing big. But we make it seem it's like it's huge because that's what the media can do. They can inflate something. Holy God, look how massive it is. It's huge. It's crazy. Here are the 2017 North American Airlines Satisfaction Studies. to traditional carriers. So these are the traditional carriers. Air Canada at 5, United Airlines at 4, American Airlines at 3, Delta at 2. Number one, usually, I think it's like 10 years in a row, is Alaska, and that's where they find themselves. Again, they scored 765 points out of a 1,000-point scale. Low-cost carriers. I've flown on two of these. Frontier Airlines, I've not flown on. They came on at number 4. WestJet, who I see a lot of, they're at number 3, 736. JetBlue, which is normally number 1 in the low-cost carrier department, they got 803 points, but they were bested by Southwest Airlines, who scored 807 points out of 1,000. So, there you go. The truth is, and even Anthony and I were talking about there, Anthony flew to Atlanta. The busiest airport in the world is Hartsfield. Hartsfield-Jackson. That's what it's called, right? It is the busiest airport in the world. He had no problems. In and out. Everything was fine. I've flown to there and out of there on several times. I've never had an incident. A few long lines, but to get there in time, it's no big deal. But they take something and they blow it out of proportion. It's like, oh my God, it's the biggest thing in the world. That's why I'm telling you, don't always buy the hype. Don't always buy the hype. Speaking of hype, it is a business. I don't care what anybody says. It is a business. Climate change. Really, really is. I don't think people realize that. And because they're being sold something, we all know we need to take better care of our planet. This is our home. You don't crap or you eat. You don't destroy things. Right? This is where we live. But climate change, when I look at the science, because there's always something gone funny with the numbers, because the UN wants to get involved in it so bad to try to change the way that things go on and to try to create an economy based around fairness, essentially bigger countries like China, us, and several other westernized nations, Germany and whatnot, pay off poorer nations who are trying to get their capitalistic world going and trying to build an economy there and maybe not as environmentally friendly as us. We essentially pay them off, therefore killing competition and crushing their opportunities to get out of their poor, struggling world. And all the while, the Al Gores of the world and other groups are making tons and tons of money. It's a game. It is. We definitely need to take better care of our planet. We do. But when you go back through the history of time and you look at how the planet has shifted and changed, there's no arguing that at one time places that were extremely hot have been extremely cold, and one time where places were extremely cold have become hot. There's no arguing things like that, and the climate has changed. Have we done some damage to the climate? I don't know. I'm an open-minded person. I don't come to it with opinion. Where my opinion comes in is when I see people try to change and build an industry off something, all the while tugging at heartstrings, right? Because that's what you do. You look at somebody, you prey on their emotion, you tug at their heartstrings, and away it goes. Of course you want to give $3 to save a koala bear. Of course you want to donate $100 because these bad groups are destroying the environment and this penguin's going to die. And oh my God, there's no ice left anywhere in the world. Yet all of a sudden we find out, well, there's ice here when there wasn't ice, and there all of a sudden is ice. When I was a kid growing up, we were supposed to have a new ice age. That never came about. Al Gore tells me 10, 15 years ago, whatever it was, that Manhattan's going to be 10 feet below the, water, and it's coming and it can't be stopped. If it's that important, if it's that real, if we're in that much danger, my God, get on it. But we're not, because it's an economy. And that's what it is. Al Gore's net worth is about $200 million. give or take. Think about that for a second. He's doing all right. We talk about the Clintons with their foundation. This guy's doing all right because he found a niche. He created massive awareness. He used fear and empathy to create a movement that for some, it's become religious. And for him, it's become big, big money.
Former Vice President Al Gore has published a new report calling for countries to spend up to $600 billion a year over the next two decades to boost green energy and fight global warming. The Energy Transitions Commission's report says that global carbon dioxide emissions need to reach net zero by 2050 to stave off disaster.
Whoa, stave off disaster. Now, you know what he reminds me of, Al Gore? That guy that always tells me the end of the world's coming, right? You see him, and then his billboards are everywhere, and he's worked it out mathematically through the Bible, and then the end of the world doesn't come on that day, and he's like, I guess I got the math wrong. He and Al Gore, they're pretty similar, right? They're always going back and changing up the numbers and saying, well, it should have happened here, but it didn't happen there, and it shouldn't happen here, but it's always something. First, it was global warming. Now it's climate change. Because, you see, with global warming, we needed the temperatures to rise. With climate change, it just means that it can go either way, and I'm right. That's like flipping a coin and saying I'm both heads and tails. So I win. But here's where I get suspicious. When big oil companies and other energy companies start to look and say to themselves, there might be some there. And of course, we want to take better care of the environment. I think we're taking a lot of steps to do that. But there might be some there as in some real green there. Listen to the amount of money. So he wants $600 billion, right? He wants $600 billion. Listen to what the Commission calls for.
To meet that goal, ETC calls on the world to spend $15 trillion to theoretically limit future global warming.
$15 trillion. That there, kids, is a T. That is a lot of money. That is huge. That is bigly. That is an economy. An economy, by the way, that they will create, that will keep the Western powers as powers, that will stifle and hurt smaller countries that are starting to try to use capitalism to move forward, to grow an economy, and to be competitive, and to get their people out of horrible situations. It's a great way to fleece companies. Because you know what? You give a little bit of money, and you tell them, we'll do what you want, Al, leave us alone. Last time I checked, and this is just me, if I go into a place and tell them, you know, hey, you should probably give me some money, because if you don't, you never know what might happen. I think that's called a shakedown, right? A little protection money. And instead of saying, we're going to come in and break your knees or your place could catch fire, what we'll say is we'll turn loose our army of social justice warriors to go after you. Yeah. It's an economy. They use empathy. They use sadness. They use fear to play upon you and everybody else. They do. And I sit here and I laugh. Because all the while, these people think they're doing great. And again, we need to take better care of our planet. We have definitely made some stupid moves. But in saying that, isn't it amazing how people are getting rich off this wonderful, kind thing that they're doing? And they're telling you, you should really give to this because if you don't, the penguins are going to die. Tug at the heartstrings, empathy, sadness, find the emotion, make you feel good when you give. Get other people to give, All the while, people are getting rich. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat at chadbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. It is Third Person Thursday. Chad Benson loves this day. Chad Benson Show.
Hey, you want to talk with Jack's dad? Ring us now. 844-DIG-CHAD. That's 844-344-2423.
Steve Harvey sometimes makes me laugh. He's got a talk show that he's moving out from Chicago to L.A., but he put out a memo to his people in Chicago, and it's got a lot of people talking. And they're going after Steve. He's a horrible person, blah, 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 blah. That's what it says. It says, good morning, everyone. Welcome back. I'd like you to review and adhere to the following notes and rules for my season 5 of my talk show. There will be no meetings in my dressing room, no stopping by or popping in, no one, capitalized. Do not come into my dressing room unless invited. Do not open my dressing room door, also caps here. If you open my door, expect to be removed. My security team will stop everyone from standing at my door who have the intent to see or speak to me. I want all the ambushing to stop now. That includes TV staff. You must schedule an appointment. I've been taken advantage of by my lenient policy in the past. This ends now. Caps again. No more. Do not approach me while I'm in makeup chair unless I ask to speak with you directly. Either knock or use the doorbell. I am seeking more free time for me throughout the day. Do not wait in any hallway to speak to me. I hate being ambushed. Please make an appointment. I promise you I will not entertain you in the hallway and do not attempt to walk with me. If you're reading this, yes, I mean you. Everyone, do not take offense to the new way of doing business. It is for the good of my personal life and enjoyment. Thank you all, Steve Harvey. So he's getting hammered by it, and I love the fact that he came back out and he said, I stand by it. Could have been handled a little better. He was honest about that. But he says, I stand by my memo. He says, I could not find a way to walk from the stage to my dressing room, to sit in the makeup chair, to walk from my dressing room to the stage, or just sit and have lunch with somebody just walking in, he said. I've always had a policy where, you know, you can come in and talk to me. So many people are great around here, but some of them just start taking advantage of it. He says, look, man, I'm in the makeup chair. They walk in the room. I'm having lunch. They walk in. They don't knock. I'm in the hallway. I get ambushed by people. He goes, I felt like the only thing I had was this tiny dressing room that nobody can get into, and it was a prison. He goes, I just didn't want to be in this prison anymore, where I had little to be in this little itty-bitty room, scared to go out to take a breath of fresh air without somebody approaching me, so I wrote this letter. I don't apologize about the letter, but it's kind of crazy what people who took this thing and ran with, man. And I understand. Look, I have no problem with it. I don't. I have zero problem with this, because it can be crazy. I've worked around famous people, big famous people. You have no life. It gets sucked up a lot by a lot of people. And you'd be surprised how nice a lot of the people who are in the upper echelons of stuff are wonderful, sweet, kind individuals. It's usually that B celebrity that's a jerk, right? And I think you'd put Steve Harvey as kind of a B celebrity. And I don't think he's a jerk, though. Because here's the thing. I have Phil and I have Anthony. They are, I mean, they're my right and left hand. We speak, we talk, whatever we need, we do this. There's only two besides me that work on the show. TV, it's not like that. You've got a staff of, depending on the show, even small cable shows, Tosh.0, there's 30, 40, 50 people. And all of them want 5, 10, 15 minutes of your time. Well, at the end of the day, you add that up. 15 minutes from 50 people, plus you still have a show to do, you still have to prep, you still have to write, you still have to do all of these things. You got nothing for yourself. I got no problem with what he said. Could it have been handled better as far as I would have called people in the room and said, look, here's the deal, guys. I love you all. There's a policy from now on where I need my time. Don't come into my room. don't knock unless it's urgent. You know, if, you know, like, you know what it is. Your mom's sick and dying, that you come get me. But outside of that, I am off limits. But you can make an appointment, and I will give you that time. But there is going to be time where it's just me, and I need that. Don't walk down the hall with me. Don't try to chat with me. Not because I don't like you, just because I want to focus on stuff, and I need some of me time. And you guys are interested. I would have done something like that. But when you put it in writing, because there's no emotion, there's no, you know, context as far as it's in black and white, and boom, there it is. But I got no problem with that. Good for him. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChadBensonShow.com. And text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Third person Thursday, Chad Benson's loving it. Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.